Collins, Explosive Tales for Children by Con Iggulden, with additional voices by Clive Room. Clive's Teeth, sponsored by Con Iggulden.
How to Blow Up Tollins. Chapter 1.
The year 1922, during the reign of King George V.
Tollins are not fairies. Though they both have wings, fairies are delicate creatures and much smaller. When he was young, Sparkler accidentally broke one and had to shove it behind a bush before its friends noticed. In addition, fairies cannot sing B-sharp. They can manage a very nice B-flat in quite a sweet voice, but B-sharp comes out like a frog being run over by a bicycle. Tollins regard fairies as fluttery show-offs and occasionally use them to wipe out the insides of cups. Tollins are also a lot less fragile than fairies. In fact, the word fragile can't really be used about them at all. They are about as fragile as a house brick. Before that summer, when the world changed, Sparkler had looked forward to a full life containing nothing more dangerous than wrestling angry bees off flowers or occasionally dancing with other Tollins at the full moon. He loved to dance, even when he trod on the toes of the others or tripped over a fairy ring. Fairies never tripped or fell over, so when they tried to take part, Tollins always began a singing competition instead, in the key of B. If the fairies stamped their little feet and rose to the challenge, they sounded like silver bells being dunked in soup before they gave up. Tollins enjoyed that. When Sparkler was born, his parents enjoyed a simple life of fluttering around at the bottom of people's gardens. The most exciting thing that had ever happened to them was being chased by two little girls until they were fortunately distracted by a pony. Adults were no danger.